Congrats. Invite title at Chase County on Saturday. 182.5 points. Burlington right behind you. 168.5. Congrats, boy. Kids had been celebrating. I think it's kind of been a while since an invite title for you.
Yeah, it has been. A few years since we've won a tournament title. I think it was the COVID year where we actually won back-to-back weeks. We went to Dundee County and won that title that year. And then the following week, we went to Oberlin and won that tournament as well, which coincidentally, the Oberlin tournament used to be the same weekend as the Chase County tournament. And so kind of a coincidence that, a tournament that we had won in the past, we won on the same date, just a couple of days ago. But, our kids wrestled fantastic, right from the beginning all the way up to the end. It was an exciting day just to see, the team race throughout the entire day. It was no easy feat by any means for us to win the title. We only had nine guys scoring on the day. And, the teams that were in the race with us, Sedgwick County and Burlington from Colorado, both of those schools had pretty much full lineups. And so we told our guys right before the tournament started that if they wanted to be in the team race, to be in consideration for it, we were going to have to go out and get all the bonus points we could in our individual matches. And, we came away with 19 pins on the day. And so fantastic job from our entire team, from the guys that got first place all the way down to the guys that didn't place. Every win was crucial. And, right up through the final round, it was going back and forth. And, we didn't quite know if we had won until the final match. But we were very pleased with how our kids wrestled overall. Over 24 teams were there. And so it was a long day. But our kids just kept plugging away and going out there and taking it one match at a time. And, we came out on the winning side on quite a few of those matches. Individually, we had five guys in the championship finals, and that really helped our team score. And of those five guys that were in the championship finals, we won four of those matches. John White at 126 pounds, Tristan Campbell at 144 pounds, Gabe Roberts at 215 pounds, and Spencer Steinbeck at heavyweight. All won their brackets, and so that was big for the team. And then Vince Mashick at 175 pounds got second place on the day, and I'm pretty sure that that's probably the highest finish that he's accomplished in his career. And so that was great to see for Vince. And then we had some other guys place as well. Colby Foster at 138 pounds got fourth place. And then we also had two fifth-place finishers with Jackson Blomstedt at 165 pounds and Justin Chancellor at 132 pounds. They both got fifth place. And then our final wrestler, Cohen Greenlee, at 215 pounds. He didn't place, but he did pick up a win. And so, like I said before, every win counted. And so he also contributed to that overall, point total. Another accomplishment on the day was Tristan Campbell at 144 pounds got his 150th career win. And, that's no easy task, and that's just a testament to his entire four-year career, how consistent he's been over the years, and to see him get his 150th career win on Saturday was pretty special for him and his family and his teammates and, just our fans. They all celebrated that milestone, and, it was just a great day from the beginning all the way to the end.
Yeah, it was pretty nice that the meet was one of your closest ones, except for home matches, you know, I guess Oberlin too. But I'm sure you had a good crowd, good turnout over there at Chase County on Saturday.
Yeah, quite a few of our, family and friends showed up to support the guys. And, it was kind of fun and exciting because we got to see some of the local teams in the area that we don't normally get to see. And, the kids kind of know each other. And so that was kind of an interesting day, just seeing some familiar faces from the other teams, just the wrestlers and the coaches. And they do a great job at Chase County. We enjoy the short trip. And, it's a great day of wrestling. Most of our guys got four or five matches in, and so that was great. And we just, took advantage of the opportunity that was in front of us.
Coach, a couple of meets this week, starting with the Hastings. You get a home match coming up in a duel on Tuesday. Get the spotlight out for this one, aren't you?
Yep. It'll be our spotlight duel, our only spotlight duel for the season this year. It's also senior night, and we have four seniors on the boys' side that we're going to recognize on Tuesday night. That duel starts at 5:30. We'll kick it off with a girls' duel first against Hastings, and then we'll follow that up with the boys' duel right after that. But it's always exciting for our wrestlers to wrestle, in our home gym under the spotlight, and the music and, the lights and everything just makes for a really cool atmosphere. And I know that our guys always look forward to it. Hopefully we'll have a good crowd turnout, to cheer on the team. Fortunately, up to this point, we are undefeated in duels. We're 5-0 in duels. And I don't know if we could have ever said that in the past, that we were undefeated as a dual team up to this point. And so the team just keeps going out there and getting the job done. And we know that Hastings has a very solid team from top to bottom. They always have great wrestlers in their lineup, and it's going to take a total team effort for our boys to pull out a victory. But, I've said that before, and they've answered the challenge. And so we're going to go out there and give it everything that we have, and hopefully it's a close score, and maybe we can come out on the winning side once again.